Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God, Hosanna in the highest. A beautiful song by Hillsong Worship titled Hosanna. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome to the 8th day of March 2024. And here's God's word to us today. Satan does not deserve your attention. Our theme scripture is from Luke chapter 10 verse 18, and I read, "And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for life. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, for the breath of life. Thank you, Jesus, for good health and sound mind. Thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. And Lord, we thank you for your word that you have sent to us today. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding and with the requisite grace to do accordingly. In Jesus' name, amen. I perceive that the Lord wants us to significantly minimize or perhaps outrightly stop how we talk about the devil in our day-to-day conversations, prayers, and even worship. While it is important to know that the old serpent is a determined foe who will never give up fighting, he doesn't deserve the attention that most of us have been giving him in time past. This unrepentant enemy of the saints and the church doesn't deserve the free advertisement he has enjoyed from the saints over the years. Let's stop it henceforth. And one way to stop or minimize such free publicity given to the adversary is to stop verbalizing his activities and abilities. If you see or recognize his activities anywhere, just rebuke it or cast out the spirit behind their manifestations. Do you remember what Apostle Paul did when the slave girl in Acts chapter 16 followed them for some days? He did not announce to the multitude that the girl was an agent of the devil, but simply cast out the devil from her and continued his business as if she wasn't that important. That is the way to treat the devil. Please note that this is not to downplay the place of warfare prayers. However, let warfare prayers be target-based, not something done as a prayer routine. Instead of advertising Satan's ability, let's publicize the good news of what Jesus accomplished for us through his sacrificial death and triumphant resurrection. Another way to stop such free adverts is to cultivate a mindset of superiority over the devil and his cohorts of demons, agents, and agencies. See yourself as someone who is superior to Satan because you really are. We can see that referenced in Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Let's remove his name from all our praise and worship songs because he doesn't deserve a mention when Jesus is being praised and worshipped. For example, songs like Up Up Jesus, Down Down Satan, or I Serve a Living God, Even the Devil Knows It Is True, should be discouraged because they seem to convey the impression of a contrast or comparison. Whether contrasting or comparing, it is not healthy to mention the name of your ex during moments of intimacy with your spouse. Satan has become our ex because we are now married to Jesus. How would your spouse feel if you were to mention the name of your ex in any guise during your moments of intimacy? Even if the reason you mentioned his or her name was to show your spouse how much better he or she is than your ex, it wouldn't go down well with that relationship. It would ruin that sacred intimate moment. I want to believe that God feels that way too each time we mention the name of our ex during our moments of intimacy with him in praise and worship, irrespective of the reason. Let's recompose new songs that magnify the name of the Lord and extol his wonderful works without any mention of the adversaries. Indeed, Satan doesn't deserve your attention. Don't give it to him anymore. Shalom. Praise God. Let us pray, believers. You may say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for what Jesus accomplished for me through his sacrificial death and triumphant resurrection. I am committed to publishing the good news of your salvation. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokoto, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make out time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out to this episode is Faith City Music singing Hosanna. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifine. And I will be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Hosanna in the highest. Then our King be lifted. Hosanna.
Come on, join in with me all over the world. Say,
Hosanna
in the highest. Today, Jesus, so let my King, not the kings of this world, but the Heavenly Father, say, oh, no. Stay right there. To get all of the glory that is due to your name.
lifted higher. Jesus, you'll be lifted higher. Higher and higher. Be lifted higher.
Come on, you sing that, y'all.
Jesus, you'll be lifted higher. Lord of the earth, see. Around of the depression.
This morning,
higher,
higher over all of the insecurity.
Higher.
That's who we know you to be. Say, yeah.